We're up to the sixth section of the story of Antiochus. When the five sons of Matityahu heard, they united and they went to this high lookout place called Mitzpeh Gilad. That was a place where they would unite to pray, and that was a place where they would also, it was an outpost where they could look at the enemies. That was a place where the Jews united in the days of Samuel the prophet. They declared a day of fasting, a day of unity. And they all sat to the dust to ask mercy before Hashem in heaven. Then they all came up with this great idea how to be victorious against the Greeks. The name of the five sons of Matityahu were Yehuda, the firstborn son Abichol was Yehuda. Shimon Hasheni, the second son was Shimon. Hashlishi Yochanan, the third was Yochanan. Harvi Yonatan, the fourth was Jonathan. Hachamishi Elazar, the fifth was Elazar. Their father blessed them as he sent them out to war. He said, I bless you, my son Judah. You should be like Judah, the son of Jacob. He was compared to a lion in his might. You, my son Shimon, I bless your success. Just as Shimon, the son of Yaakov, was victorious in killing out the city of Shechem. You, my son Yochanan, I bless you. Like Avner ben Ner, the chief general of Israel, you should be successful. You, Jonathan, I bless you. Yonatan ben Shaul, like the ancient Jonathan, the son of King Saul, that he single-handedly attacked the whole battalion of Philistines and was victorious. And you, my son Elazar, I bless you. Just as Pinchas, the son of Elazar, was zealous in the name of God and saved Israel from God's wrath, so too you should be successful. And with this blessing, they go forth to war against the Greeks.